Will Donald Trump get what he wants in court? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There's a hearing today in Florida before the same judge who approved the search warrant for the FBI raid on the Trump Mar-a-Lago home. The former president calls a continuation of the witch hunt. He now wants the affidavit that led to the warrant made public. The Justice Department does not.
While the attorney general said the search warrant and receipt of property taken could be released, and it was, DOJ's argued against releasing the affidavit, saying it would provide a roadmap in their ongoing criminal investigation and might compromise sensitive information and even witnesses. The receipt of items agents took highlight what DOJ says were 11 sets of classified documents, including some that were labeled top secret.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Also today, a Trump Organization chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, will plead guilty to tax evasion in New York City the day after Rudy Giuliani testified in Georgia in a probe into his work as a Trump lawyer.
Rudy Giuliani says he faced hours of testimony with a special grand jury in Atlanta as part of an investigation into former President Donald Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election results in the Peach State, saying he's, quote, satisfied his obligation. Giuliani and his lawyers didn't give any details about the questions or what he told the grand jury.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. A bombing in Afghanistan's capital. It hit a mosque during evening prayers, killing at least 21 people, including a prominent clinic. ISIS has ramped up attacks in Afghanistan after the Taliban took over the country. In China, a rainstorm led to a landslide that diverted a river, causing flooding that killed 16 people. 18 more are missing. In New Zealand, a shock for a family that bought a storage unit at auction. Two suitcases they found inside contained the bodies of two young children.
The investigation team are working very hard to hold accountable the person or persons responsible for the deaths of these children.
Police say it appears the kids were age range from 5 to 10 and they may have been dead for years. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
They're in mourning in Miami-Dade, Florida. The police officer shot Monday night, Cesar Echeverry, has died. He was shot in the head during a chase of a robbery suspect who had gotten into a car crash, then got into a shootout that left him dead at the scene. A killer was killed last night, mouthing the words, "I love you, Mom," as she watched his execution.
Strapped to a gurney, Kasul Chantakuman breathed four times, gasped, and then fell still in the Texas death chamber, pronounced dead 15 minutes after he was given a lethal dose of pentobarbital for the 2006 murder of real estate agent Sarah Walker, who was stabbed to death in a McKinney, Texas model home. Chantakuman used his final words to thank Jesus, the prison ministers, and the people in his life who had aided him in his journey. He also said he prayed his death would bring peace to the victim's family. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
North Carolina's abortion ban after 20 weeks of pregnancy is back in place. A judge lifted a years-old injunction following the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that led states to ban or restrict abortions, but South Carolina's ban is now on hold.
The South Carolina Supreme Court temporarily blocks the state's fetal heartbeat law, banning abortion at 6 weeks of pregnancy, making the procedure legal once again from 20 weeks of pregnancy. The law, previously blocked by federal courts, taking effect after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Planned Parenthood South Atlantic suing, arguing it violates the state constitution's privacy protections and interferes with a person's private medical decision. The injunction comes as the South Carolina Senate debates another abortion bill and after the state's House Judiciary Committee approved a near total ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound from yesterday's selling. Futures are higher. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.